And Kevin Anderson has just called in fact, the Minister for Better Regulations in New South Wales. Minister, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Deb.
What's your position? Are you going to be cracking down on some of these operators if they're not doing the right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the back of the IPART report that has been released on the funeral industry and about transparency and accountability, we will be endeavouring to do whatever we can. And if that means introducing a blitz on the funeral industry to make sure that when people want that information, when they are at the most vulnerable and tender time of their lives, looking after their loved ones, that they know what's coming, that they can see what's in front of them, which gives them peace of mind. So for those in the funeral industry that aren't abiding by the regulations that were put in by Fair Trading about a year ago, that's what we'll be targeting right across New South Wales there.
What sort of penalties do they face?
Well, at this point in time, their guidelines as part of Fair Trading's crackdown. So we want them in the first instance, as we said earlier, to educate them in terms of what they've got to do, put up their prices, put up what they offer, the services they provide, and put it on their front counter or on their website. And if they don't do that, then we'll look at what happens in relation to the compliance. But first and foremost, we're encouraging those in the funeral industry to do the right thing. And 9 times out of 10, when someone does require their services, they're local. So you want that funeral industry proprietor to be able to provide those local services to those people who need it most. Yeah, so we'll be doing what we can to do it.
Well, that's good to see, because it's an issue that's been around for a long time. I mean, I remember talking to Choice, the consumer advocacy group, I think last year, raising the exact same issue, that the pricing and the transparency within the industry was a real concern.
Yeah, questionable at best. That's why, and I met with the funeral industry late last year when we were talking about what we do need to do to ensure that they are complying with the rules and regulations that Fair Trading brought in. But as you heard from Asha Dooley, that there are those people who perhaps aren't doing as much, or perhaps not doing as much as they could. So what we want to try and do is encourage them by having a blitz right across New South Wales, not just in the metro areas, but regional. And when you do get into regional New South Wales, Deb, you find that 9 times out of 10, the funeral operator does know the family. So they want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's just a case of making sure up front, provide that peace of mind, provide that comfort to the family when they are going through that terrible time, when they want to just take care of their loved one.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they are more accountable, as you say, in a lot of the smaller centres, the regional towns, but also there's less competition. So you're really sort of hamstrung in that regard. You've got to make sure that they do right by you, because you may not have a choice of providers in many of these smaller towns. Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
well,
correct.
Stay in touch. Let us know how you go with the crackdown.
Will do, Deb. Thanks again.
All right. There he is, Minister for Better Regulations in New South Wales.